Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened in a positive territory following mostly higher levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is regaining some lost ground with big gains versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are higher at the short end and flat at the long end. Crude oil is up, gold is lower, and industrial metals are mixed to lower. Cryptocurrencies are higher. In macro news, market risk appetite continues to benefit from signs of stabilization in the banking sector. The Fed balance sheet rate expansion and policy pivot expectations are also helping to support risk assets. But still, there are lingering concerns that the tightening in financial conditions and the pullback in lending can make a hard landing scenario likely to happen, especially as the U.S. President Biden has warned that the banking crisis is not over yet. Media focus is also on Alibaba as the company plans to break up into 6 units that can independently seek external capital increase, including IPOs. Early takeaways on this are mostly positive as the development allows the company to pursue growth with reduced regulatory pressure. There are also some sources saying that the restructuring plan has been received favorably by Chinese regulators. On a broader level, this can be a potential template for other tech companies in navigating China's regulatory landscape. On the data front, Germany's GfK consumer confidence improved after Monday's upbeat IFO release. The French consumer confidence came in slightly softer than expected. In APAC, Australia's CPI inflation moderated by more than expected. While the reading may support the argument for a rate hike pause in April, the underlying components revealed persistent inflation pressures in key categories like rents. Elsewhere, Thailand's central bank hiked the benchmark rate by 25 basis points as expected. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the February pending home sales, the weekly mortgage purchase applications, and the weekly DOE crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Paychex and Cintas. They're both reporting before the open. In corporate news, Cardinal Health is working with advisors to explore interest in its nuclear medicine business, which could be valued at more than $1 billion in a sale, and a number of private equity firms are considering offers, according to Bloomberg. HMC Capital will acquire Healthscope properties owned by Medical Properties Trust for about $800 million, according to the Australian Financial Review. In Asia, equity markets traded mostly positive on Wednesday. Greater China markets all went higher, with Hong Kong leading the pack on the Alibaba news. Japanese benchmarks closed on their day highs. Australia also had a positive day. South Korea and Taiwan were up. Southeast Asia was all higher, and India was up by a few points. Following the broad strength in Asia, European equity markets are firmer. The UK is planning to impose a green tax on foreign imports to protect British factories. The focus will be on energy-intensive products initially, such as iron and steel, cement, aluminum, and fertilizers. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.